President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn into office tomorrow in Washington, D.C., and with that comes a lot of expectations from interested parties around the country, including tribes. Biden has promised two seemingly complementary things in his lead-up to taking office. First, to prioritize renewable energy projects like solar power projects in order to tackle climate change. And second, to give tribes a say in the management of public lands that they often hold sacred. But Arizona Republic Indigenous Affairs reporter Deborah Kroll writes, there is potential for conflict here, as large solar and wind projects could threaten culturally significant tribal lands. I spoke with her more about it.
We've been following the Biden administration's various plans and policies and promises that it's been making. And one of its big promises was to give tribes a greater voice in public lands management, which is really important because so many of the significant cultural and religious and funerary sites are not within reservation boundaries. So that was a positive with tribes. And of course, we know that creating more renewable energy sources is good for the planet. The problem is when somebody wants to site one of these big solar or wind projects right smack on top of a tribal cultural site.
Yeah. So are those the concerns that you heard from tribes when you talked to them about this? Are they worried that this is the direction this will end up going?
Yeah, tribes that I have spoken to have said, we've heard this all before. Mm-hmm. We were promised this and something else happened. They're not opposed. In fact, they're in favor of more renewable energy projects, but they also want to have a greater role in ensuring that it's not going to destroy their culture.
Walk us through some of the examples you give in the piece. There's a big one in Riverside County, California, where this went that way. Tell us about that.
Well, the Genesis Solar Energy Project broke ground in eastern Riverside County. It was devastating to tribal culture and tribal history and a lot of the local ecology. It just plowed its way through a pre-contact trade trail that had been used by tribes for millennia, including, in the interest of full disclosure, my tribe was one of them that used that trail. And people went from the coast to the southwest and back, trading abalone, trading white sage, trading other shells for materials available in the southwest. There were also a lot of funerary sites of the Mojave people, because that's traditional Mojave territory. There were things called sleeping circles and prayer circles, which of course are places that people would stop to rest and people would pray. That all got destroyed except for a very small little piece of a funerary site. Tribal people were telling me that the earth movers just literally just plowed through there and things were broken and there were pieces and parts thrown in the back of pickup trucks. It was a really devastating thing to Mojave culture. And the Colorado River Indian Tribes, which is one of the two political entities that represent the Mojave people, had sued and were unable to stop it. Next Era Energy, which was the company that put it together, did make some concessions and paid them some money. But, you know, once the damage is done, it's done.
Right. There are also environmental concerns that have been raised as these projects have been suggested, right? Which is kind of ironic because these are supposed to be green energy projects, right? But what are some of the environmental concerns that have popped up?
Well, a lot of the environmental concerns have to do with loss of habitat. The desert tortoise is already in trouble in the desert. And a lot of their habitat, a lot of the places that they go to get water, all of that gets bladed over when these projects come in. Sometimes they go through watershed areas, which causes water backup and flooding in some areas. There's a lot of plants in there, and it also breaks through the biocrust, which is part of the ecological way that the deserts keep from blowing up dirt and carbon into the air. And so sometimes these solar plants actually produce carbon that they're supposed to be trying to keep out of the air. Hmm. And then, of course, there's the issue with birds, because when you see those big solar plants, you can see that Genesis Solar Project from I-10 if you're going between Phoenix and Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a big lake out there. And it also looks like a lake to birds. And the birds fly there, and they're either burnt by the solar panels, they die of dehydration, they die of impact injuries. That can be a huge concern.
So how can these things be balanced? Are there upsides here as well for tribes? Like, could they work with the federal government to develop some of these kind of green energy projects and get jobs out of it?
Well, you know, we've heard about some of the projects going on in Navajo to kind of offset the job losses from the loss of the Navajo generating station. Mm-hmm. They don't typically create as many jobs as hard rock mining does, but any jobs are better than no jobs. The Moapa tribe in Nevada has successfully created a solar plant on the site of a brownfield, an old closed down mine, which is one of the big alternatives to blading through undisturbed land, is using the 15 million acres throughout the United States where there are brownfields. So there are opportunities, and of course there's also opportunities for tribes to create smaller grids, which will provide jobs within the community, plus wean them away from fossil fuels. So tribes are looking forward to a new administration, and they're hopeful that this will be the administration that really starts to take a fresh look at all these relationships with an eye to revising them, improving them, getting them on a true government-to-government relationship status, and move forward.
All right. That is Deborah Kroll, Indigenous Affairs reporter with the Arizona Republic, joining us to talk more about this. Deborah, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it, as always.
Oh, thank you.